Proclamation number 8165 of 1st of May, 1962. Bond with God guarantees truth and return. And time and again my grace and mercy will help you where you are in danger of failing. Yet I will not force your free will, and it will always be up to you whether you accept my grace. I am always in contact with you, my living creations, and you need only consciously enter into the same relationship with me and you will be able to receive grace without measure and then also use it. For the bond with me also guarantees you right thinking, because then I myself can influence your thoughts and you will certainly no longer reject them. You should return to me. You should consciously accomplish this return during your earthly life. Thus you also have to make contact with your God and Creator and therefore get to know Him first. You must believe in a being which called you into being, with whom you were closely connected. But you also have to know that you distanced yourselves from Him of your own free will and that your task in earthly life is to turn to Him again of your own free will. And you must be willing to take the path of return to your Creator. And you must enter into the right relationship with Him, into the relationship of a child with its father. If you see your father in me, then you ask me myself for help, and then I can bestow unmeasured blessings upon you, because then you will also make use of them and truly reach your goal. This return to me is your earthly task which you can also accomplish, because you will never be without help. For I myself long for your return to me. For you are mine and will remain so for all eternity, even though you strayed from me of your own free will and followed a being which first became apostate to me because it exalted itself and thereby plunged into the abyss. You were able to behold this being because it shone to you in the full splendor of its beauty, its light and its strength, because I had created it in my image. But due to its fall into the abyss it also lost its knowledge, the densest darkness surrounded it, and into this darkness it drew an army of originally created spirits after it, which had emerged from my strength and its will. These originally created spirits therefore also belong to me, and I do not relinquish my right to them either. But I will not deny him his right either, since they followed him voluntarily. However, once again the apostate beings will live to decide for themselves to whom they want to belong, to me or to him. And they will have to make this decision themselves in earthly life, where free will be given back to them and also so much light that they can make the decision themselves. Thus light is brought to them on my part. They are instructed why they are on earth and what task they have to fulfill. This instruction can also be given to them by their fellow human beings. They can be taught about it in a school-like manner and then lead their way of life accordingly, which can also earn them increased knowledge. Yet they can also receive wrong enlightenment, because my adversary, the Prince of Darkness, constantly endeavors to keep the beings in darkness and thus will always deface people's truth so that they will not receive light and thus the final decision will be made difficult or impossible. But I long for your return, therefore I also make sure that the beings as human beings are instructed in the pure truth. I ensure that they gain so much knowledge themselves that they can freely decide for themselves. I instruct them myself through my servants who offer themselves to me for vineyard work and who enable a supply of pure truth from above. I address people directly or also through those messengers who are now active on earth on my behalf. And thus people receive a small light from which they recognize the nature of their God and Creator who wants to be their Father and win their love. And this transmission of my word to earth is a work of grace and mercy with a very special effect. It guarantees every person's return to me who recognizes and accepts it as grace, who lets me myself speak to him and thus enters into conscious contact with me, so that he can now receive grace and strength without measure which will enable him to reach his final goal on earth. That he successfully takes the path back to his Father of Eternity from whom he once had taken his origin. My love for my living creations is so great that I will not cease to court their love either, and as soon as my love can shine upon them again. As soon as the human being surrenders himself to me again in free will, he will also glow with love for me, and the return to me is assured. For I will not let anything get lost forever that belongs to me, that has emerged from my strength of love. And no matter how far away it is, it will one day voluntarily return to me again. Amen.